Newlywed couple sends $240 bill to no-show wedding guests. By Amy Furr on August 28, 2021. Newlyweds upset with guests who did not show up to their wedding sent them a $240 bill to cover the costs, the New York Post reported Friday. Twitter user Philip Lewis shared the now-viral photo of the invoice that addressed a no-call, no-show guest. "This invoice is being sent to you because you confirmed seats at the wedding reception during the final headcount. The amount above is the cost of your individual seats," the document read. "Because you didn't call or give us proper notice that you wouldn't be in attendance, this amount is what you owe us for paying for your seats in advance," the invoice said before listing payment methods. The no-show guests were presented with a payment due date of 1 month from the August 18th invoice from the previously anonymous couple whose Royalton Negril Resort and Spa wedding in Jamaica reportedly cost $120 per head. Turns out the online mystery couple, Doug Simmons, 44, and Dieter McGee, now Simmons, 43, of Chicago, is mighty real, and the Post tracked them down on Friday. The good-humored groom admitted that getting stood up at the altar, so to speak, made me feel some kind of way, the outlet said. The invoice was originally posted on Doug's Facebook profile where he told people not to be offended if they received it. On Friday, Dieter Simmons shared a picture of the couple on what appeared to be her Facebook page and used the hashtags "the invoice wedding couple" and "if Petty was a couple." Twitter users expressed differing opinions of the invoice, one calling it tacky. "Awfully tacky, but worse to RSVP and then not show up," the person wrote. "If you can't afford it, then don't have it. Not excusing rude behavior, but stop doing big things if you sick, don't have big pockets," another commented. When contacted by the Post, the groom said he became a little petty. "But I am not some trifling person who is going to bill somebody." Simmons, a small business owner, noted it was not about the money. But he and his bride felt disrespected by those who chose not to attend. "No one told me or texted me, 'Hey, we can't make it,'" Simmons explained. "That's all I was asking. If you tell me you can't make it, I would be understanding. But to tell me nothing, but then let me pay for you and your plus ones? Four people became eight people. I took that personally."